Christ is among us, as we could see from the previous message, thinking too much about the mistakes of the past could make us feel depressed. Similarly, thinking too much about the uncertainties of the future could leave us with feelings of anxiety. According to the Gospels, the Lord began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In the original Greek New Testament, the word that was translated with "repent" is metanoio, which doesn't mean feeling sorry, but it means having a profound change of mind, a new way of thinking. As Elder Tadeusz Owitownika would say, beginning of the quote, "Our thoughts determine our lives," end of the quote, because our feelings, words, actions and behaviors are rooted in our thoughts. If we change the way we think, our entire life will be changed. These principles are valid for any life situation. Let's see now how we could apply these ideas to the stressful situation that we are dealing with right now because of the coronavirus. What I would recommend is not to completely stop thinking about this situation, because thinking was given to us by God. However, informing ourselves about the coronavirus and thinking about this from the time we wake up to the time we fall asleep, if we can fall asleep after such a day, will only overstimulate our brains, we will become anxious, and we will not have the clarity and the energy to make the decisions and to take the actions that would help us navigate through the day. According to your profession or situation, please dedicate some time to gathering the information that you need about the coronavirus. Then think about the actions that you have to take, and then go about your day, trying as much as you can not to think about this anymore. When you are working at your job or in the garden and the coronavirus thought comes to mind, tell yourself, "I already had the coronavirus time today. This is not the coronavirus time. This is work or gardening or whatever you are doing time, and focus and enjoy whatever you are doing." When you are having coffee with your spouse and the coronavirus thought comes to mind, tell yourself, "I already had the coronavirus time today. This is not the coronavirus time. This is coffee time with my spouse, and I want to focus on him or her." Our children are home now, and we have the wonderful opportunity to spend more time with them. Until recently, we were all complaining that we do not have the chance to spend enough time with our children. Now we do. Don't waste your time reading the 50th article of the day or watching the 20th news bulletin about the coronavirus. Inform yourself about the situation, but only for as much as you need to keep yourself and your family safe, and go be with your children. Find out who they are. Find out what's going on in their lives. Pray with them. Play games with them. Go into their world and forget about your world. Bond with them, and please do not discuss worrisome news in their presence. They do not need that. As we try to protect their bodies from the virus, we also must protect their tender souls from the anxiety produced by the virus. As we try to fast from too much food, let us also try to fast from too much information, so that we could keep our souls at peace, our minds clear, and we could connect ourselves with our spouses, parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, or whomever we happen to be with. These close downs will be over one day, and we will go back to our hustle and bustle. These close downs will be in the past one day, and I don't want us to think too much about the past that day and to regret that we missed the opportunity to be in the present, to be with the most important people in our life when we had a chance. Thank you very much for listening, and if you think that someone who you know could benefit from this message, please share it. If not, please shred it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With faith, hope, and love, yours in Christ, Father Cosmin Sikoh.